everyone. You designers are here.
I'm Anita with Cedar Hill Farmhouse.
And I'm Yvonne at Stone Gable.
And I'm Kelly with My Soulful Home. And we have tips and tricks and decorating advice for you. So let's get started.
Today is episode 47, Deciding on an Accent Chair.
And today's episode is brought to you by Thomas Avenue Ceramics. We love Thomas Avenue selections of tiles, and we think you will too. And if you're in the market for some tile, this is a great time to visit them because you will get 20% off your order using the code DTT for decorating tips and tricks.
That's a good discount, isn't it? Especially on tile.
Yes, it really is. That adds up.
Okay, today we're going to talk about one of our favorite things, accent chairs.
Everybody needs one.
Sigh, swoon.
Everybody needs an accent.
Beautiful French chairs. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Before we get into the fabulous, like the fabric and
the
all
fun
that.
The fun, yes.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about some of the fundamentals of choosing an accent chair. What sets an accent chair apart from just a regular old chair that you use every day?
Well, it's got a little wow. It's got a little something going on, a little flair. Mm-hmm. Or it can. It doesn't have to. Mm-hmm. But you could definitely get away with a bolder pattern or a different color or a different texture in an accent chair.
Yeah, and sometimes they're not the kind of chairs you can flop on either.
Okay.
Sometimes they're more decorative.
Do you know, your styles are a lot different than mine, and I was really thinking about this. I don't think there's an accent chair in my home that we don't use a lot.
Mm.
And I think it just is a matter of our styles. Let's talk about things that you have to think about when you are going to choose an accent chair.
Well, like any furniture that you're going to put in a room, you have to think about the scale. So maybe an accent chair, I don't want to say it's an afterthought at all. It might be something you're waiting to see how, you know, what you could fit or a pattern that you might want to accent what's going on. But it might be not purchased at the same time that the other pieces are, the more foundational pieces like a sofa or if you have a sectional or something like that. So you want to think about the scale, not only of the room itself, but the scale of what other furnishings you have in the room. So you don't want it to, even though, you know, it might be really cute in the store, this it might be too little or it might be too big, you know, if you want a big comfy one.
So, Kelly, that's very interesting you bring up size because I've noticed over the years that they're making accent chairs or chairs smaller in general than they used to, which I really like that they're smaller. And I think the reason that they do that is because so much of furniture is shipped these days.
Oh,
so you know you've got to get it
practical, need Jean.
Well, you know, because it's going to be a little bit cheaper for them to ship if it's a little lighter weight and the box is a little smaller. Then, plus, people are getting it in the box, so the box has to fit through the front door.
Uh-huh.
So I think that's why things are smaller these days. But I really like the smaller size. Some of those huge chairs, just I don't feel like they were as attractive,
and they're not
they
as
just,
practical.
And they took up like so much space.
Like the chair and a half, as we all might remember, but the big chairs and a half with the rounded sides. Yeah, but I'm not talking about smaller is fine. I'm just saying you don't want it too small when it's playing off the other pieces in the room.
I agree. And I think, Kelly, when you're ordering online, you have to be especially careful about that because sometimes it's really hard to tell
the exact size.
So you have to really know the size. Right. And I think Yvonne has talked about this before. Doing the tape on the floor is a lovely way to kind of...
No, that I'd love to take credit for that, but that was Kelly.
Kelly!
Thank you, my dear.
That was a great idea.
I was just going to let that ride, but it really is my brilliant idea. Yeah.
She was going to give you that one.
I was just going to give you that because you're so smart. just tape off an area like, I want to fill this space with an accent chair and sort of tape off what seems right for the space. And also think about the height of the back. Is it going to be blocking a window? Is it going to be in front of a window? Mm-hmm. You know, do you need something higher in the back because you want to fill the space a little mm-hmm. bit more? So those
or
are
or do you want it to feel more open? So you might want a lower back.
Or yes. at least a more open back. But here's my rule of thumb when it comes to the mm-hmm. back of any kind of an accent chair. It should be at least as tall as half of your back. It's like a normal person's half of height of their back.
Absolutely.
Because then it's just downright uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Whether you're sitting in it or not. And I know you girls have some that you call show chairs.
They're not the forbidden show mm-hmm, chair. Mm-hmm. I just say my two have sort of become that because people don't necessarily go in and flop on them, which mm-hmm. is secretly fine with me.
Yeah, well, but, we won't tell anyone.
Yeah, but if any of you came, I would let you sit on them. There's
and
one
I
for
just,
each
well,
of you.
I've got some leather Bergère chairs that are kind of they're fancy because they've got they're French and they've got the beautiful legs, but I've mm-hmm. had some kind of manly men come over and say, you know, this is oddly comfortable.
No, they're really comfy. Yeah.
So some because they have a wider seat.
Right. So yes, just because it's
don't
foofy.
Say, oh, that's because you have a wider seat.
No, you're not saying
Excuse
that. You're
me?
Saying, oh, yes. Here's my take on an accent chair. Depending on where you can put it, you can go a little smaller. You don't want it to be terribly out of scale, but you can put some other things around it to sort of fill the space. But don't go bigger.
I don't think you usually need to fill the space. I mm-mm. like empty spaces.
So do I. But if it's on a little on the petite side and you just need to have a little more oomph, mm-hmm. but don't go bigger. Accent chairs are accent chairs. They're not the star mm-hmm. of your room.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Words well, to live by is all I can say.
Well, yes. you say they're not the star of the room, but I'll tell you that is for someone who has my style, the kind of a country French or farmhouse mm-hmm. French style. Having a French chair in the room is just such an easy way to add that to her. So it can mm-hmm. become quite the star.
Well, it's an accent to the room.
Yes. but it can add some big wow.
Yeah.
Or bubba
okay.
boom,
I'll give you that. I'll give you that depending
so let's,
on the fabric.
Let's go back. Let's get on to those fundamentals. So we talked about mm-hmm. scale. Do you have another mm-hmm. fundamental?
I also think like the height of the seat is so important. Mm,
yeah, true.
I'm tall and my height is all in my legs. So it is so important for me when I buy it for the comfort of my home to buy a chair and be very careful about that is high enough and to be very careful about the height from the floor to the top of the seat.
Well, and what Yvonne said, too, I wanted to add about the roominess of the seat, mm-hmm. Because I do buy a lot of vintage chairs. So keep that in mind. If you're buying a vintage chair, really, I'm talking about the antique chairs. The antique chairs are made for a smaller tush. So just keep that in mind. They are smaller, so just keep that in mind.
Historically, mm-hmm. people have small tushes in the 17th century.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's true.
Poor things didn't live long. And they didn't have time to get big tushes. I don't know.
And the seats were lower to the ground than they are now. And I'm just very, very aware of that anywhere I go. I always look for the seat that's the highest from the ground. And I know you probably have that opposite problem, Kelly. You're looking for the ones that aren't quite so tall because you're ideally your feet should rest comfortably on the ground.
Are you saying her little legs are just swinging from the chair?
Well, I just know that she's not too much. She's not
like
much
Ruth
more
Ann.
Than what, 5'2 or 3, right? 5'3,
I'm
I
five,
think.
I'm 5'4 and a half,
oh,
mind you. Lady.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I thought you were. Oh, I thought you were.
No, and I have my feet firmly planted on the ground in my Bergère accent chairs. But no, there are
she's
sometimes.
She's putting you in the child seat, I can tell.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. No, it's true. It's true. Sometimes I'll sit somewhere and my feet don't touch the ground. And mm-hmm. I'm not that little. So imagine there are people, I mean, I'm little, but I'm not that little. Mm-hmm. So there are definitely people on the shorter scale that would not be so comfortable in some of the chairs that Yvonne would be comfortable in.
Right.
So, yeah, it's something you might not think about. You see a chair in a catalog or online, you're like, oh my gosh, I love this chair. I love the lines. I love the fabric. I love the price. I'm going to get it. But maybe, mm-hmm. you know, to look at, scroll down. Take mm-hmm. a moment, sister. Look at the dimensions.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and
that's
make sure it's going to work for you.
Yeah, that's a good point because they will have it on there, the height of the seat to the floor. And I know because I was buying some from my daughter's room and they were to go at a little table where she eats sometimes. Mm-hmm. So I really had to think about that clearance between the seat and the table. So do be mindful of that.
Are you two going to make me relive that painful memory when I bought all those metal chairs for my dining room?
I'm just saying, don't be like Kelly.
And if you want to know why, check out the Blenders episode.
Oh, God, yeah.
That was a great story. The other thing that I think we have to look at is, are you going to have chairs that with arms or no arms? And that makes a big deal in your comfort.
Right. And are they padded arms or wood arms? So that's also true. An issue.
Yeah. And so then that brings up the whole issue is, are we talking about comfort or are we talking about style? Are we saying comfort over style? Style
well,
over
we're
comfort?
Always saying style, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But we can get some comfort in there, too.
We've recently, within the last year, got an accent chair for our family room. And it sits sort of in an awkward corner. You wouldn't think many people would sit there. It's a nice space filler. And other than my recliner that does not look like a recliner, and you can listen to that in one of our past.
Yeah, Kelly and I are going to fight podcasts. Over that one.
Oh, it's gorgeous. And everybody fights over that. This little accent chair is the next one they love because it somehow like wraps itself around us. Mm. And it just feels so cozy. And it was very inexpensive. The fabric's beautiful. That's why I bought it, thinking, oh, this isn't going to be used and it's just going to look nice. And it certainly just absolutely is one of the most used chairs in my house. So because of that, I have no accent chairs that don't get used.
Well, you have all those company all the time. My goodness, I don't know how you do that. Yeah. And then, so lots also, of people to sit down.
So also talking about these foundational issues, I do buy a lot of vintage chairs. So I do have to say you're going to have to be careful when picking out chairs if you're buying vintage to make sure that it's going to be sturdy. Because we have had an issue with chairs breaking, kind of like the
Goldilocks.
Yes, kind of Goldilocks-esque.
Yes.
I mean, the chairs were, so I've had a few that weren't that sturdy and then I made the mistake of putting one in my daughter's room, and as the legs started to splay out, she kept sitting on it, and it just kept going down.
Do you have
down.
A chair guy?
I
that like will repair that for you.
I gave it away. I think I put it by the curb. I just was done with it.
And I drove by and picked it up.
a chair guy picked it up. Yeah,
wouldn't that be nice?
Do you have somebody when you get one of these old chairs? Would you buy one that's a little rickety?
Because I think you can get that fixed, but that's kind of something that I don't deal with. Mm-hmm. And so if it's rickety, I pass.
Okay. How about you, Kelly?
Yeah, I have had a rickety situation where either the price was so good or the chair was just so great. And I decided to go for it. And a few without upholstery, I have fixed myself with some wood glue.
Did it yourself. Mm-hmm. You have a guy for everything. You don't have a chair guy?
I do have a chair guy, but if it's just the fact that the pieces are sections are not holding together anymore, wood glue works great. Mm-hmm. But you really have to get one of those little braces that is kind of like a little vise, and you can just get that at the hardware store. And you have to sort of figure out what section. It's hard to give a exacting tip on which one to get, but you have to look and see what section that you need, so you know what size of that little vise to get. Mm-hmm. And then you put the wood glue on and you tighten it up.
Kelly.
If you've got some time, you could just stand there and hold it. But wood glue takes a while to dry. But if I'm buying a vintage chair or an antique chair that needs to be reupholstered, which is more so the case if you're finding something for an accent chair, I would think you might want to have some upholstery on it. I definitely have a guy, and he in part and parcel of the upholstery process, he checks all the legs and everything like that to make sure that everything is still working well and is tight. And he'll make minor repairs for that as well.
Yeah. And then you bring up a good point, Kelly. If you're buying vintage, it's not like going to the store where everything's brand new. I mean, you're going to be stuck with whatever they have on hand. And, 99% of the time, you're not going to like the fabric. Or if you like the fabric, it may be quite expensive because they've already done the fabric for you. So keep that in mind. You know, you're probably going to have to reupholster it, ignore the fabric, and make sure you find a guy who knows how to do that.
And but you can know that you know, reupholstering something is usually fairly expensive. It's usually going to cost you more, if especially if you got a deal on this. Oh my gosh, this great vintage chair, and I got this deal. Just know, in your mind, build in the cost of the upholstery. I would say it's going to at least be 1.5 times probably what you paid for the chair in very general terms. It is generally going to be more than you paid for the chair.
Well, so So if you're looking at vintage, I would not be doing it to save money, because at the end of the day, if you're replacing the fabric, you're probably not going to save money.
So sometimes, sometimes.
Well, just
she's got a story.
Yeah. No, I'm just. I bought a chair, a vintage chair, several years ago at Luckett's. Threw it in the basement, and I'm in the process of repainting it. And I have a guy, and I just looked under reupholsterers in my town, and actually I found one. And he works out of his home, and he does beautiful work. He's so reasonable. I can't believe it. So I have all my relatives coming up from the D.C. area with their chairs and with everything, because they want this gentleman to do it.
Oh, yeah. That sounds great. I might come over.
Seriously, you come, bring your chair. He is just awesome. But here's the thing. When you're done with a chair like that, you have a one of a kind. It's just a real
And I usually
part of your
use,
personality.
I usually use antique linen grain sacks a lot. These are antique pieces. I mean, you'd think, oh, it's antique, it's already frayed. Those grain sacks make fantastic upholstery fabric, because they're just so thick and sturdy. I mean, they were made to hold all these grains. So you can definitely, and a lot of times I use some of them with monograms. I mean, they really have a one of a kind look then that you just can't get in the store.
Exactly. See, you're not going to see your chair coming and going.
Your style is so different than mine, because I basically buy like 90% of mine are new.
Yeah.
Well, that's certainly easier, online or in work. But the options are so much more. True. Just the options.
But you don't have to deal with the reupholstery or checking joints.
I did buy a bench that I totally, because it was a good price and it looked pretty nice, it was the wrong color, the wood was wrong, so I repainted and had it reupholstered. But for the most part, no, I don't. But now we're sort of getting into the fabulous. When you find something that you really love, you know, it's fun to be able to choose the fabric, and even to choose the stain or the color of the wood you're going to paint it.
I think it's just making it your own. I mean, so an accent chair can be something you find and you buy it right off the floor. TJ Maxx, Marshall's, HomeGoods, they have great little accent chairs. And that's something you could hopefully just toss in the back of your car, and then it's done and you put it in the room and you've got this little wow. But if you want to go the other route, you know, we're here with tips on that too. Definitely just keep in mind the upholstery might cost you a little bit more. But the two chairs that I most recently had reupholstered are these Bergere chairs. I was in my favorite hospital thrift store. They were coming in with these chairs. Oh my gosh, you guys.
Followed them around.
Oh, I was like a moth to the flame.
Yep.
And I was like, I saw no people in front of me. I was like, get out of my way. I'm going right over to the fellow that I know. And I was like, are those, because they won't put them on the floor unless they've sort of assessed them first. And then they decide what they're going to price them at. I said, well, they haven't, you know, no one's taken a look at them yet. You're going to have to wait. And I was like, okay, should I wait with them? Like,
first dibs.
You should have seen the fabric. It was so awful. But as soon as they priced them, I bought them. And they are fantastic.
My daughter and I, Evie and I were having coffee one day at right next to the antique store, which was kind of an antique mall. And I saw somebody carrying in these two hand-carved Italian Louis the 16th black leather chairs. And I said, excuse me, I'll be right back. And I came back with the chairs.
And here I am, anybody who just is, those kind of chairs are not your thing as an accent chair. I have a great post on how to choose an accent chair, and we're talking like one out of a store or online. And also, I think I have 15 or 20 of my best picks that are very reasonable.
Nice.
So, yeah. So what are some sources that you guys like to head to other than thrift stores and antique stores for accent chairs?
Well, for me, it's just, I'm sort of an online girl anymore. So one of my favorite sources is, I love Wayfair.
Yeah, they have great stuff. They really
do. And I've gotten some lovely chairs from Birch Lane.
Right.
Which is
the little accent
chair
I was telling you about that I love so much and thought, so the fabric's so pretty, but maybe not everybody's going to love sitting in it. That's the chair from Birch Lane.
Oh, good to know.
And I've gotten some nice ones from Soft Surroundings, too. So that's another source. Yes.
You know, and I always forget that they have furniture. I always think of more, I know, clothing with them. But that's so true. Okay, so I have a tip. And this is something you have to do a little work to find out about in your local area. But Restoration Hardware has outlets some places. But they also have these warehouse sales annually, and they sort of move around like a pop-up store. They have one in San Pedro here in the LA area, so that's maybe 45 minutes to an hour from my house. And I found out from a friend and I felt like, you know, you were getting really the inside scoop on it. And I went one day with the girls when that we I don't even think we were in the house yet. And I don't know why I took Ava and Laura with me, but I did. And this will be great. And then we'll go have lunch. Well, it was in this giant warehouse. It was about 120 degrees in there. And they had nothing interesting for the girls. I was thinking maybe they were going to have some of the teen selections, but they didn't. They had a lot of furniture, but a lot of the same furniture. So they had a lot of outdoor furniture. They had a lot of armoires, and they had a lot of chairs. So it was I was so excited. I ended up getting two gorgeous accent chairs for it had to have been almost 90% off. The chair that I purchased that I'm actually sitting on right now was $70. And then another one I got for one of my girls' rooms, and it's similar, tufted in this really beautiful linen, but hers is a white finish. So I got that one.
That sounds beautiful.
And then I got a small armoire that I keep in the foyer for shoes and things like that. And then I got my outdoor furniture, the big sofa that I had coveted in the catalog. And so all those pieces, obviously, I couldn't put in my car. So they had delivery service. So here's my tip. Contact, if you're interested in something from Restoration Hardware, see if you have an outlet. But also ask your local Restoration Hardware store about warehouse sales in your area. I know they have them in different areas in the country. I looked it up online just to see. But again, they move around. So even if they don't have one in your area this year, maybe next year. And I believe they do them in the summertime.
Nice. And the other thing I wanted to say, too, is if you want some something with delicate hand carving with kind of some walnut or fruit wood, you're going to have to go vintage because a lot of the new furniture is made from mango wood and you can't do that kind of carving on there. So it's not that delicate carving. So, you know, that's something to keep in mind. I mean, just even the legs on the French chairs, they're much more delicate if they're vintage. So, but not to say I don't, you know, I do buy some of the new ones that are the mango wood. So I've had some, you know, I like those as well, but it's just keep that in mind. Kind of, again, think about what kind of look you want.
And here's another idea. I think that if you have a more, I want to say everyday look, that's sort of what I have. Like, you know, it's up to date. I don't have much from, well, I have vintage things, but not a lot, like of chairs. Mix them in because the chair that I'm redoing is old, but it's going to look really beautiful with my more modern looking furniture. It's just a really fun, again, accent. And the same if you have like a French design or something that leans more towards the vintage, once in a while, like didn't you, Anita, buy those, get those blue chairs?
Oh, yes.
And they were beautiful and they were very, I would call them, you know, more up to date or of this style or of the moment. And they look beautiful with all of your vintage things because that accent is going to give it a little pop.
Right. And typically the vintage chairs, I mean, sometimes the chairs just are totally dated. You're just going to have to, you know, just ignore them or don't buy them. But usually the chair is still in style. It's just the fabric that's out of date.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I have a thing for chairs. I really rarely find a chair that I would want to pass by. I just love chairs.
Yeah, I know. I'm a little, I know. It's. I have a bit of a fetish with the chairs. Mm-hmm. I love them. Mm-hmm.
So, and we've been mentioning this type of chair, this French chair, the Bergère chair. Mm-hmm. And it's just fun to say. Everybody say it. Bergère chair.
Bergère chair. Bergère chair. It does.
So it you've seen them. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone. So even if you think, what kind of chair is that?
And well, I have several.
Right. And many. If you want to see them, you can see them at Anita's house. And I'm going to show you mine soon, too, mm-hmm. I promise.
But I don't think I have a one, but maybe.
Well, listen up, baby. You do. Okay. It's sort of an enclosed, in a way, upholstered French armchair. The back is upholstered. The armrest, there's an armrest, mm-hmm. you know, arms. And sometimes there's a little tuft of upholstering on there as well. And then the frame is usually upholstered around, but then there's the wood of the legs and the wood of the arms.
You right, know, and they tend to be
in a
Louis 15th style, which mm-hmm. is the curved legs.
Right, and when you say French chair, you know, mm-hmm. it kind of sounds like it might be not that comfortable or a little, you know, the back might be straight. Well, these are designed for mm-hmm. comfort and for lounging, in effect. So the as we were talking about, the tush section, so the, you know, the bottom, the base mm-hmm. is a little wider and sort of mm-hmm. tailored. Yeah. I mean, you could have the welting and, or you could even have nail heads or something like that, but it's a little bit looser. Like it's just a little, there's a little excess. Mm-hmm. So it is really comfortable. So that's the style that we've been talking about. Anita, is there anything that I missed or you wanted to clarify?
I was going
to
say that a lot of times they come with a matching ottoman. So they're meant for lounging.
Mm-hmm. Yes, a matching ottoman. Oh, now I'm coveting a matching ottoman.
And I think I've even seen them redone with a little tiny skirt around the bottom.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that I see them too often mm-hmm. with a skirt. But mm-hmm. I suppose
But I have seen them done, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Okay.
But a lot of people are doing this style chair now, too. You do mm-hmm. not have, if you like that style chair and you think, oh, I would just like this, something like that, mm-hmm. You know, Google Bergère chair, and we can put some sources in the show notes, too. You do not have to be standing at your local hospital thrift store when they walk in the door.
Yeah, they still make them. So it's not, you don't mm-hmm. have to buy vintage.
No, it's just a really great style. It goes with so many different types of furnishings, too. You could even throw one in a more modern house, and I think it would mm-hmm. really look great.
Every I think so, too. I'm going to be looking for one.
Chair.
Yeah, you always say that.
But it's true.
I know that, Anita, you said that your favorite fabric for a chair is grain sack.
Linen, and especially the grain sacks.
Mm.
I also use homespun linen sheets. I use those as well.
Oh, mm-hmm. okay.
They
hold
up very
well. How about you, Kelly? What do you like to use as far as fabric? What makes your chair beautiful? What fabric would you put on it?
Well, I did use linen on these two as well because I really wanted them to. I was going to spend, fair amount of money on the upholstery, so I didn't want to choose a fabric that I was going to get bored with. So again, mm-hmm. like we've said so many times before, if I'm going to bring in a pop, it's going to be in a pillow or something like that. Like mm-hmm. for the winter time, I've had the Mongolian fur pillows, which were in sort of a goldeny taupey color, mm-hmm. which really brought out some of the nice colors in the linen sitting on the two of them. And then the summer, I'll switch it out. But mine is a real nubby, oatmeal-y linen.
Beautiful. Well, and I've got several, four leather French chairs as well, so.
And oh, I
see,
love
for
that.
Me, because of my style, it's not so much the fabric, although it has to be a nice quality of fabric. It's really all about color, motif, mm-hmm. and the style of the motif. I did a guest bedroom over our gable room, very, very, very neutral. And I'm waiting on a chair that I ordered that is done in neutrals with a little tiny bit of blue in it. And it's in a very stylized sort of mid-century modern, almost floral pattern, which is so kitschy. Like you said, I love things that are kitschy, mm-hmm. but I think it's going to look really nice in there. And the nice part about it, the price was so good that, you know, if in 3 years I get tired of it, well, I can either have it reupholstered or give it to somebody else.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that sounds so pretty. That's the one where you have the, oh, That's going to be beautiful in that room.
Mm-hmm.
Is it's that just, the one where the draperies are perfect?
Yes, yes, yes.
And oh, and they have a little blue in them too, right?
So that's No, they're not the blue drapes. They're the
those burlap new smock drapes. Ones?
Yes, oh, with the smocking.
So that's going to be great.
So, yeah, so I think that that mixes that up a little bit. And that's another thing an accent chair does. I think you can mix styles. You can mix a pop of different pattern in it. You can do something fun, something whimsical, but also something that just plays nicely with the rest of your room and just fills a space beautifully, something beautiful to look at, like Kelly says, something with a soft linen on it. But one thing I'm going to do, girls, is I've never really given a Bergère chair much thought, but I think I'm going to start looking for them because I have a couple places that I'd literally trade out chairs for.
Oh, I think it would work beautifully.
I think you'd like
house.
It. Mm-hmm. Get the ottoman.
Get in the ottoman with it. Now, do you paint the wood on a lot of these chairs?
Well, this is the thing on the set, on the pair that I saw coming through the door, was the patina on them was like no other. And so I know that the gentleman reupholstered for me, he said, you have some very, very fine chairs here. They're very old and they're in really great shape. But there's no way I could replicate that patina if I tried to get, so if I did an ottoman, it would probably have to be all upholstered. But you could, if you found ones with, not a very nice patina or just a flat color that you didn't like the color.
Are they stained or painted?
Mine?
Your chair, yeah.
Well, it's some gilding. There was some other paint under it. I mean, chippy fabulous is
that sounds gorgeous.
It's beyond.
So I don't paint mine either. I mean, these old chairs, I mean, typically, like I said, they're fruit wood or walnut. I mean, I just don't want to paint over that. But, if it's on occasion, it's an ugly stain and I do paint, but that's really the exception.
And I'm not opposed to painting anything. So if I find a chair I love, like if I go to, let's do Home Goods. If I go to Home Goods or Pier 1 and find something and I think, this wood just would not work. I love the chair. I'll bring it home and I'll paint it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here's a fun thing that I just did. I didn't even think about it when we were talking accent chairs, but in my daughter's room, it's dormered in a lot of the room. So you can't have a very high chair and you can't be sitting very high in the chair because you'll bonk your head. So I got one of those papasan chairs, those round chairs that sit in the bamboo from Pier 1.
Yes, yes.
They've been around for forever. Oh my,
yes.
Mm-hmm. And I know now they come in a lot of different colors. And I wanted it to be gold for her in her room. And so
you have a thing with gold, Kelly.
I do. Well, her room is
and
very
spray paint.
Yeah. Yep. So it's, and I know that combination gold spray paint, but her room is very neutral and with, the mirrored side end tables for either side of her bed. Yes. And then she has a beautiful chandelier. So the gold was just a nice pop. So I spray painted the papasan chair, which, and then I got the gray cushion for it. Well, it looks fabulous. And so that is a really inexpensive accent chair. Like, it can go bohemian. She's kind of got this like rustic, farmhouse glam sort of teenage thing going on. And she loves it. She curls up it and reads her book or does her homework. It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. So definitely not afraid of spray paint here either. And one other thing I wanted to point out about an accent chair is maybe you want to think about it as something that's also movable. Maybe if people are, it sits in the corner, a little further in the corner. So maybe people aren't generally drawn to it to sit down. But if you have people over for drinks or something, it's easy enough to pick up and move over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go.
That's a great way to use an accent chair too. Just have it be able to, move around your room and use it when you have extra company or somebody's doing a specific task on the other side of the room. They can just pick it up and move it over. So we've given you lots of tips, lots of sources, and we'll put all of that in the show notes for you so we can demystify picking out an accent chair. And remember, if you're in the market for tile, Thomas Avenue Ceramics is our sponsor of the episode today, and they are offering Decorating Tips and Tricks listeners 20% off your purchase using the code DTT20.
Okay, so remember, we're here to inspire you to create a beautiful home. Until next time.
Hey there. If you're loving our podcast like we're loving our podcast, we would love you to rate and review us. Head to iTunes to do that. It's easy and it would mean so much to us. And if you do rate and review us, we're going to enter you to win a fantastic giveaway. The details for the giveaway are in the show notes for this episode, and you can find the show notes at decoratingtipsandtricks.com.